Welcome to Unity of Fairfax, a positive path for spiritual living and spiritual center for education, practice, and service in Northern Virginia. We hope you find inspiration in this week's message.
That's a wonderful affirmation. I am blessed. So that's your homework for this week. Start tomorrow morning, before you even get out of bed, with the affirmation, I am blessed. And make your whole day about proving that to be true. I guarantee you, it'll work if you work it. Hey, so autumn, the new season officially begins on Tuesday, the 22nd. That's also mine and Anthony's 30th anniversary. And I don't know how that happened because it seems like we were only children when we got together. And we were. There you have it. So autumn is coming. A change of seasons means a new set of weather conditions, a new set of seasonal foods, like all the pumpkin stuff is now out, a new set of seasonal activities, a new set of clothes to wear. We'll be wearing actually more clothes than we have. And perhaps it offers us the opportunity to adopt a new paradigm or a new perspective as well. So in this instance, there may be a call for a cooling from the flaming heat of summer. And let's be candid, it's been a scorching summer for any number of reasons. We've had climate change and social unrest, Western fires, which we're still burning, political strife, pandemic pressures. And let's just face it, 2020 being 2020. You know, there's a reason that 2020 has entered the lexicon as a new cuss word, as in, what the 2020 is going on around here? So I've had, as I'm sure you've had, any number of conversations about 2020, like every day. It seems to me, therefore, that possibly our nation, as a result of 2020, could have an official diagnosis of generalized anxiety disorder as a result of 2020. Well, there's probably a differential diagnosis that could be made, but that's a different talk for a different day. So as a minister, I receive a variety of different blogs and information and resources from a variety of sources. One of them is a blogger by the name of Carrie Newhoff. And Carrie is actually a Canadian. And his messages I find very helpful. I've shared many of them with the board and some of our ministerial teams here at Unity of Fairfax. Now, he is a traditionally minded Christian, but what he writes about is principle and generally applicable to New Thought communities like ours, as it is to mainstream churches. A recent blog he wrote was entitled, When Christians Lose Their Minds, People Lose Their Faith. But really, it could have been entitled, When People Lose Their Minds, They Lose Their Faith Also. For those of us in Unity and New Thought, our capacity to think is directly related to our experience of faith. And in this particular blog, he highlighted the importance of having a mental or spiritual change of seasons. In other words, let's cool off with the hyperbole and extremism, and focus on the message of hope offered by the experience of the kingdom of God, or puppy school. Thank you, Beverly Ellis, for that. So I thought to myself, how do we do this? How do we inspire ourselves to make this change? And the only thing I could come up with was the wisdom of Patti LaBelle.
Shoes, know where I'm going and I know what to do.
Amy, and thank you, Patti LaBelle, for a new attitude from the soundtrack of the movie Beverly Hills Cop in 1984. Yeah, we need a new attitude, right? So I was thinking about this when I read the line that Newhoff wrote in his blog, and I'm paraphrasing here. People of faith have been sucked into the nastiness, division, and partisanship along with everybody else. Often, they aren't providing an alternative to the anger and outrage online. They're fueling it. And I have a graphic example of what that looks like. So look on your screens and you'll see this big meme, this big circle. Now, the green part indicates the number of Facebook arguments in which you changed your mind. The red, blue part indicates the number of minds you changed. And the red part are the parts where nobody changed their mind and everybody just got angry. You see, it doesn't work. So the big question, how do we implement the wisdom of Patti LaBelle and Carrie Newhoff and the New Thought Movement to create a change of seasons or a change of tide or redirect the energy when there seems to be so much investment in polarization and division? I always wonder myself, who's making money off of this? Well, anyway, it's a different talk for a different day. So what do? We realize our fundamental teaching in unity and New Thought is that you have power. Use it for good. Make good trouble. Do what you need to do. As Carrie Newhoff says, we have got to stop blaming 2020 for everything and take some responsibility. I shudder to think how many people are losing their faith right now because other people of faith are losing their minds and losing their opinions online. If you want to be a difference maker and a peacemaker and a healer and a transformer in the world, you have to remember your power instilled in you from the beginning. You know, when I was in ministerial school in my training, I asked one of my teachers, Reverend Don Jennings, I said, Don, is there such a thing as a neutral thought? And he said, no, and turned and moved on to the next question. Well, then he came back and he said, now listen, Russell and class, with every thought, with every word, with every action, you're either building something up or tearing it down. There's no neutral. You're building or destroying. You're building or destroying. It's like that song, La Vie Boheme, in the musical Rent. The opposite of war isn't peace, it's creation. So let's create, let's access the power that we have. Everybody has it. Not everybody is aware of it. Some people aren't even aware of how they are being destructive, and maybe they are, I don't know. But you and I know better. As Jane Goodall said, never doubt that a small group of people can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that has. So we don't have to be a small group. I don't want to think small. I want to think big. That's why I'm so passionate about the message of unity and the New Thought Movement. Now, realize that we all have experiences, and some of them are pretty bad, and some of them pretty awkward, and sometimes we just need to bring our team, our group, our family, or whoever together, and just process and share our feelings, our experiences, and what happened. But a dialogue is very different from a diatribe. You see, a dialogue says, I want to hear what you have to say. I'm curious. I'm willing to provide a container to hold your pain and your perceptions and your misperceptions, as long as you will do the same for me. A diatribe just says, you're wrong, you're bad, whatever, I'm done. But we all have that power to be that container. We all have the power to speak our experience. You know, what happens sometimes when we speak our experience and share with somebody, we realize we have misreceived some information, miscommunicated, misunderstood. Well, if that's the case and we can acknowledge it, it's like, oh, great, I acknowledge that. Let's move on. But if we keep our power to ourselves and don't say anything and don't speak up, nothing will change. Or maybe we'll make anonymous posts or make anonymous phone calls and just fuel the dysfunction. We can stop that fueling. We can put that fire out. You know, one of my favorite passages from Scripture is in Colossians, and this is the Message version. This mystery has been kept in the dark for a long time, but now it's out in the open. God wanted everyone to know this rich and glorious secret inside and out, regardless of their background, regardless of their religious standing. The mystery, in a nutshell, is this: Christ in you. So therefore, you can look forward to sharing God's glory. It's that simple. That's the substance of our message. We teach in a spirit of profound common sense so that we can bring each person to maturity. To be mature is basic. Christ, no more, no less. Well, honey, it's basic, but it may not be easy. That's why we need to remind ourselves, you have the power. You have that inner divinity that is at the core of who you are. Still, however, now this teaching's been around for 2,000 years. There is nothing new about this. Still, for whatever reasons, humans tend to judge, and I spoke about this last week, and we still tend to divide. And somebody who experienced that was the Soviet dissident Alexander Solzhenitsyn. And listen to this, what he wrote in his book, The Gulag Archipelago, about how easy it would be to simply put the blame on the nation's conditions, on them, you know, the bad guys. He said, if there were only evil people somewhere insidiously committing evil deeds, and if it were necessary only to separate them from the rest of us and destroy them. But the dividing line between good and evil cuts through the heart of every human being. And who is willing to destroy a piece of his own heart? And then he goes on to say, during the lifetime of any heart, this line keeps changing place. Sometimes it is squeezed one way by exuberant evil, and sometimes it shifts enough space for the good to flourish. One and the same human being is, at various ages, under various circumstances, a totally different human being. At times, he is close to being a devil, at times to sainthood. But his name doesn't change. And to that name, we ascribe a whole lot of good and evil. Socrates taught us, know thyself. And I would add to these powerful words, know thyself and know thy power. So what will you do with your power? Now consider two things. This is a conundrum in New Thought, and in all teachings, probably, that have a similar vein. First, we have this inner divinity, inherent goodness, Christ within. That's our true nature. That's one piece. The second, each one of us has the capacity to know that or be ignorant of that, and that capacity grows and expands throughout our lives. So in this blog that inspired my message today, Newhoff offers a question, the answer to which may help us all to use our power in ways that will make lasting and constructive impacts. If you want to make a lasting and constructive impact. He said, here's the question. 5 years from now, what will I wish I had done? 5 years from now, what will I wish I had done? So as an example of this, I invite you to look back 5 years, or if that's too long, look back 4 years, 2015, 2016, thinking of where you are right now and where the world is right now. What do you wish you had done? Well, we can't always predict the future. But we do have, because of our capacity to think, the ability to project or to expect or to make plans of what the future can be. Now, if you are willing to answer that question, you'll probably receive some guidance on what's mine to do or what I can do. And in all probability, you'll be scared because you'll have to stretch and grow and maybe do something different, do something new, something that you hadn't done yet before, that's uncomfortable. Well, yay you! I often say, Spirit doesn't care if you're comfortable. Spirit cares if you're growing. we are here as a New Thought movement, as Unity of Fairfax, and the Unity movement to help people grow in their maturity. As the quote from Colossians in the Message version says, spiritual maturity is what we're after. And spiritual maturity is about taking responsibility regardless of what year it is, regardless of what the conditions are. It's always about staying true to that North Star. What do I want in 5 years? How can I make a difference? How can I allow the divine ideas that we access in meditation to be expressed? That means growth. That means challenge. That means change. That means even being so bold as to acknowledge, as our opening song said, change is good and uncomfortable. So I invite you to know with me that the high road isn't always the easy road, but it is the best road. The world needs us to be our best selves. So I invite you to make the promise to yourself today, to your 5 years from now self, and to the world. You will use your power for good. Peace be with you, and namaste, my friend.
Thank you for tuning into Unity of Fairfax podcast. You're welcome to join us live in Oakton, Virginia, every Sunday at 9 and 11 a.m., or view our live stream services from our website at unityoffairfax.org. We appreciate your donations to support this podcast to make our message of positive, practical spirituality more accessible to all. See you next time.